Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back. Happy Friday. Happy holiday weekend. I know we are going into a long weekend for most people, and a weekend where you have a little less control probably over your food choices. Chances are you're going to be indulging a little bit. And so today's podcast was going to be just five tips on how you can really just take more control of your weekend and keep things, I don't want to say stay on track, but keep things more in check, and so that you don't feel like a failure. I feel like when we go into these holiday weekends, we lose structure and we want to have fun, but then we kind of let the wheels fall off and we just get that all or nothing mindset. And then before we know it, it kind of spirals it like from one cookout to like a whole weekend. And then it's Tuesday before we're back, and I'm doing the air quotes here, on track again. So what I wanted to do today was give you guys five tips on how you can just keep things more in check for the weekend. And again, not feel like you're spiraling out of control. Before we jump into that, I do want to remind you guys that Empowered Nutrition is currently 20% off. So that's everything on the website with code EMPOWER20. So that is EMPOWER20. And I will link the website and the code in the description for you guys so you can check that out. So on to the five tips on how you can keep things more in control for your holiday weekend. So the first one that I have on here is calorie cycling. So this is more for people who want to try to still track on like the weekend or the fourth or however their weekend looks. I know for some people it's a whole weekend thing. For some people it's just one day, one cookout, whatever. But calorie cycling can be very helpful to push more calories into one day. So this is something that you would need to obviously have been proactive with and shaving calories throughout the week or even a few days before, and then you can do it for a few days after. So essentially it's giving you more calories for the one day. So it's looking at your calories on the weekly view. So just to give you guys an example of how that could look for you, say that your calorie goal is normally 1,700 a day. You might want to cut that back to 1,600 for 6 days and then have one day that would be 2,300. So again, those two, if your calories are 1,700 a day for 7 days a week, that is 11,900 calories. And then say you shaved it to 1,600 for 6 days, that gives you 9,600 calories. So you subtract the 9,600 from that 11,900, and that gives you 2,300 for your one other day. So that gives you a lot of wiggle room for one day to eat a little more, and if you want to have a couple of drinks or whatever. But again, it gives you, you're still working with that same weekly total. It just gives you a little more flexibility in how you're using your calories for the week. So that one is very, very helpful in terms of just, if you're proactive and you can structure your week. And like I said, it doesn't have to be the days necessarily leading up to it. You can do, 3 or 4 days before, and then you can do, 2 or 3 days after. So again, just so that the average for the week is totaling up to the same amount. The other one I have on here, or the second one I have on here, is fasting, and not necessarily intermittent fasting in terms of like a 16-8. It doesn't have to have that much structure to it. I'm simply saying that you can push off your first meal. So like skip breakfast and push, make your first meal like around lunchtime. Keep that protein heavy, and then you've got the calories that you would have had at breakfast time to push into the evening time or the afternoon, whenever your cookout or whatever you're doing is. So that is something that I just did when I was in Tennessee with my family. We would sleep a little later, and I wasn't weight training while I was there. I would just walk and get steps in and then do some pull-ups in the gym. There was a pull-up bar. So I didn't necessarily need to like or feel like I needed to eat breakfast because I wasn't really weight training. So I'm okay to walk or do cardio fasted. I don't, you know, feel famished or anything. So I would sleep a little later, get up, go do some steps, some pull-ups, whatever, and then have coffee. And before you know it, you know, you're trying to get the kids fed and down to the pool, and then you're out in the sun for a few hours. And with the heat, I just wasn't, like, hungry for breakfast in the morning. And so it was easier to not have my first meal till around lunchtime. And then it gave me a little more flexibility with having some extra calories in the evening for ice cream. Now, I did not track while I was there. Yes, I'm technically in a dieting phase, and I normally do not take vacations when I'm dieting. This was one of those things where I'm going to say, don't do what I do. Because technically, like, I try to be at maintenance the majority of the year, and definitely while I'm on vacation. And this just happened to fall where I had something that I felt like I needed to get a small cutting phase in and tighten up things a little bit. So it just happened to fall with this, like, long weekend. It wasn't necessarily like a week-long vacation. We were only away 3 days, so it wasn't that big of a deal. So I kept my lunch and dinner, like, pretty clean in terms of protein heavy, lots of veggies, and then I allowed myself whatever I wanted for dessert every night, which was ice cream. I still had some popcorn and protein bars and things in there, and then just like candy from, you know, a fudge shop or whatever. But I didn't overdo it, and I came back and my weight was actually down, which is typically what happens. But anyhow, long story short, the whole point in that was that you can fast, and it, like I said, it doesn't have to be like super rigid and structured. It can just simply be like push your first meal off until lunchtime so that you've got the calories that you would have had at breakfast to push into later in the day when you need them. The next one I have on here is set a drink limit for yourself. I personally do this, and it's very helpful, and I will let, like, my sisters or whoever I'm with know, like, even when I was married, I would, you know, tell my husband at the time, like, hey, I only want to have two drinks. Like, I need you to help me stick with this. So set a drink limit, whether it's two or three drinks, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. If you're somebody that, again, is tracking, you can pre-log that so that you know, like, this is what I'm, like, sticking with. I do it personally because I don't want to feel like garbage the next day. I hate feeling like it's almost like there's it, like, takes a log off the fire, so to speak. I don't like feeling not 100% when I wake up in the morning, like I'm just ready to tackle the day. So that's my personal preference. I don't drink a ton. So again, like, two drinks for me is usually like I get a little buzz and feel good and still socialize and feel like I'm, like, part of everything going on without, you know, looking like I'm trying to be like a prude or whatever. So I do set a drink limit, and then I also recommend having a glass of water for every drink that you have, just so that you don't get dehydrated. This also will help with getting, like, drunk and the munchies and, like, wanting to eat everything. And sometimes it's not even that you get the munchies because you're drunk, it's just that you just get to where you don't care. And then if you're around a bunch of people who are also drinking and they don't care either, then it's, you just start eating things that you normally wouldn't eat, especially if you weren't drinking. So I think drink limits can be very helpful to keep you in check in terms of, like, being more mindful. The next one I have on here is prioritize protein, and try to, if this is like a cookout setting or like a, you know, I don't want to call it a potluck, but like how people bring different dishes. I mean, it essentially is kind of like a potluck where you're going and like making a big plate or whatever. I try to limit it to one plate and prioritize protein and make sure that I get plenty of like fruits and veggies and things on there. But I don't not let myself have the desserts. Like, I still have those. I just don't get like massive platefuls. So I'll try to keep like one plate for my food and then just a small plate for whatever dessert I want. And it might be that I get like a couple like small scoops of like two or three different desserts. But I always make the plates and I go and sit down. I don't stand over the food and graze and pick and do that. Like, I actually make a plate and I go and sit down and I'm mindful while I'm eating it. So, like, I'm enjoying it. I'm chewing it. I'm trying not to, like, talk to 1,000 people and, like, I'm actually enjoying my food. That way you are, like, in the moment with the food and it's not, again, like, the mindless, like, eating and not realizing what all you're shoveling in your face. And then the last one I have on here is just very simple, and it's something that we should do every day, but it's make sure that you still keep movement in your day. So again, it doesn't have to be that you weight train all weekend. It can just be that you're getting some steps in, that you're staying active, that you're getting some type of movement in your day. So I'm going to run through those really quickly again. And remember, guys, like, I will say the biggest thing here is to not take that all or nothing mentality. Don't go into the weekend thinking it's got to be perfect. I'm going to stay 100% on plan. I've already got my food pre-logged, and then one thing goes wrong and then you go, you know what? I already messed up. Like, I'm just going to eat everything. Don't do that. Give yourself some flexibility. Understand that you might, maybe you do have it pre-logged, and it may come that you see a dessert that you're like, oh my God, that looks amazing. I didn't plan for that, but I want to eat it. Go ahead and enjoy it. But that doesn't mean that everything is like out the window. Enjoy that dessert and move on. It doesn't have to be, let me lose my mind and eat everything that's in front of me, and then I'll start over on Tuesday. Just, again, enjoy yourself in moderation. It doesn't have to be crazy, but don't go into it that black and white thinking where it's the all or nothing. It has to be perfect, because it won't be. Chances are you'll have, you know, one drink too many or a dessert too many, or there's always something that comes up. So again, give yourself some grace. Enjoy the company that you're with. And understand that it doesn't have to be perfect. You can still be mindful, move your body, get the protein in, and yeah, you might go over calories a little bit. It is okay. Do not sabotage yourself and make it worse than it has to be. So really quickly, there was calorie cycling, so you can save calories for that day or a couple of days. You can fast and push your breakfast calories to later in the day so that it gives you some more buffer room for the afternoon or evening or whatever that looks like for your plans. Setting a drink limit and having a glass of water after every drink that you have. Prioritizing protein and trying to have the one plate where you actually sit and you're not grazing over all of the food. And then keeping movement in your day. So very simple. But guys, these are the exact same strategies that I use for the same thing. For the holiday weekend, this is exactly what I'll be doing this weekend. This is what I use when I'm traveling. If I have any parties or events or anything come up, this is exactly the same strategies that I use. So I hope you find them helpful and you are able to implement some of those. But of course, I hope you guys have an amazing holiday weekend, and I will talk to you all next Friday. And as always, I appreciate you guys for being here, and I will talk to you guys next Friday.